马太福音第五章。
Well, sisters, let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章十三节到十六节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16.
你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，别人见它了。
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again?It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
你们是世上的光，曾照在山上，是不能隐藏的。
You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden.
人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
我们再翻到腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn also now to Book of Philippians chapter 2.
十四节到十六节。
Verses 14 through 16.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing.
使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬世代做神无瑕疵儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。
So that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world.
将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
Holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I will have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain nor toil in vain.
我们再翻到旧约利未记。
Now let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus.
利未记第二章十三节。
Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13.
凡献为素祭的供物都要用盐调和，在素祭上不可切了你神立约的盐，一切的供物都要配盐而献。
Every grain offering of yours, moreover, you shall season with salt, so that the salt of the covenant of your God shall not be lacking from your grain offering. With all your offerings, you shall offer salt.
在这里讲到说，要献上献素祭的时候要配盐而献。
It says here that.Every grain offering must be seasoned with salt when you offer it.
我们再翻到民数记十八章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 18.
民数记十八章十九节。
Numbers chapter 18, verse 19.
凡以色列人所献给耶和华圣物中的祭祭，我都赐给你和你的儿女，当作永远的份。这是给你和你的后裔，在耶和华面前作为永远的言约。
All the offerings of the holy gifts which the sons of Israel offer to the Lord, I have given to you and your sons and your daughters with you, as a perpetual allotment. It is an everlasting covenant of salt before the Lord to you and your descendants with you.
这永远的言约，那小字底下说言既不废坏的意思。言不废坏。
It says here that the salt of the covenant will not spoil.
就毁坏毁坏掉。
Spoil.
Yeah. OK. 我们再翻到历代之下十三章。
Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 13.
历代志下十三章第五节。
Second Chronicles chapter 13 verse 5.
耶和华以色列神曾立言约，将以色列国永远赐给大卫和他子孙，你们不知道吗
？Do you not know that the Lord God of Israel gave the rule over Israel forever to David and his sons by a covenant of salt?
在这里又再次提到说，盐的意思就是不会坏的意思。
And here, salt means it will not be spoiled or corrupted.
所以很清楚，圣经告诉我们，盐是一个不会坏的东西。
And the Bible clearly tells us that salt is something that will not spoil. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
主，感谢你在你复活早晨，我们能够一同相聚在你面前。
Lord, we thank you that on this day of your resurrection that we can gather before you once again.
每次我们来到面前，我们只有一颗心愿来寻求你。
Every time we gather before you, we only have this one heart to seek you.
也愿意在这里，你向你的儿女说话。
We're willing for you to speak to your children.
正是让我们在地上常常得到你话语的指引。
That we may often receive the will of your word here.
因为你话就是我们的光，你的话就是我们生活的引导。
Because your word are our light and the guide to our lives.
带领我们走人生的道路。
That you would lead us in the path that you want us to walk.
早晨，但愿你的话发出亮光，照亮我们里面的眼睛。
May your word shine your light and illuminate the eyes of our hearts.
好，叫我们生活工作常常在你话语的光中。
That the work we do in our lives would often be in your light.
好，叫你的心意也能够成全在我们身上。
And that your will may be made full in us.
因此，我们一同等候，仰望在你面前。
So we wait upon you.
在这里，你用宝血覆庇我们。
Cover us with your resurrection blood.
让我们在这里所定睛所等候，乃是主的自己。
And so we wait here for the Lord yourself.
我们求你，应允我们祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 早上我们愿意继续来看那个登山宝训的一些教训。
Today we'll continue to study about the Sermon on the Mount.
我们说到马太福音第五章到第七章，乃是讲到主耶稣在山上讲到天国子民的一个情形。We
know that in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, that Lord Jesus was giving a sermon on the mountain about the kingdom of heaven.
一开头让我们看见在天国子民的身上有八种不同的性格。And
that for those who would enter into the kingdom of heaven, there are 8 characteristics.
这八种人是一个有福的人。And
these 8 kinds of people are blessed.
因为在他们身上因着有八种的性格呢，他们能够承受天国的祝福。Because
they have these 8 characteristics, they can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
这个天国祝福就是说到了将来永远荣耀的祝福。And
these blessings are the eternal blessings that are to come.
而这些人乃是从做一个虚心的人开始。And
these people start as those who are poor in spirit.
而到最后为义所逼迫的一个人。
At the end, there are those who would be persecuted for righteousness.
我们可以说为义所逼迫乃是一个基督属灵的光景达到一个最高的一个境界。We
can say that if you are persecuted because of righteousness, then you have reached the pinnacle of Christian life.
因为受逼迫跟荣耀是连在一起的。Because
persecution and holiness are connected.
为什么为义受逼迫呢?
Why are we being persecuted for righteousness?
我们说到义就是神的自己。
We talk about righteousness, we're talking about the Lord himself.
义就是说到神的旨意。
And we talk about righteousness as the will of the Lord.
所以这些天国子民他们在地上生活到一个情形, 他们愿意为神的名,为神的旨意, 在地上受一些逼迫。
So that these men have reached this point in their Christian lives that they are willing to be persecuted for the sake of the Lord.
因为为主受苦,
they're willing to suffer for the Lord.
因为受苦是和荣耀连在一起的,
because suffering and glory are connected.
保罗在罗马书第八章告诉我们说, 我们若是与他一同受苦就和他一同受荣耀。
Romans 8 Paul tells us that if we're willing to suffer with the Lord, then we may be glorified with him as well.
所以天国子民在他们身上应该有这八方面的性格显明出来。
So all of those who would enter into the kingdom of heaven should have these 8 characteristics.
那怎么样才能够活在这光景里面呢?
How can we live in these circumstances?
我们说到只有一个愿意学习做门徒的人。
We said that first you have to be willing to be a disciple.
因为这些话是对着门徒说的。
Because these words were meant for the disciples.
这些愿意学习做门徒，背起自己十字架来跟从主。
That these must be willing to take up their cross and follow after the Lord.
来跟随这个天国的君王。To
follow this King of Heaven.
所以主在他们身上就能够继续慢慢的做工，把这些光景最后能够显在他们身上。
So that the Lord would be able to work and caused these characteristics to be exhibited in the, these people.
所以主耶稣也说，天国是努力人进去的。天国是努力人进去的。Yes.
Lord Jesus says that the violent people have seized the kingdom of heaven.
努力人常得着。
And only the violent can take hold of it.
一方面，天国的福是一种应许。
On one hand, the blessings of heaven are a promise.
一方面，这个天国福实在需要我们在地上来努力来得着。
And on the other hand, we must be violent to take hold of these blessings.
那十六十三节到十六节就讲到这些天国子民在他们身上有一种特性，有一种性质。
In verse 13 to 16, it says that these disciples have this sort of character.
主耶稣对他们说，你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。The
Lord Jesus said that you are the salt of the earth or the light of the world.
就是他们所得到这个生命有盐的性质，有光的性质。
That when they take on this life, they have the characteristic of salt or light.
所以说呢，是说到他们在地上应该显出这样一个功用来。
So he's saying that you should exhibit these characteristics.
主耶稣在这里说，你们是世上的盐，是世上的光。
Lord Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, the light of the world."
我们常说我们要做盐做光。
So we should be like salt or light.
但主说，你们不是做盐做光，你们乃是盐，你们乃是光。
But the Lord Jesus doesn't say you should be like salt or like the light. You should be salt and light.
只有你们先是盐，你们先是光，你们才有可能做光做盐。
First, you have to be salt or light before you can be salty.
正如一个人，你必须是一个总统，你才能够做总统的事情。
For example, you have to be the president first before you can do presidential things.
你必须是一个总统，你才能够执行总统的职权。
You have to be the president first before you can exert the authority.
同样，我们今天我们必须先是一个基督徒。
So firstly, today we must first be a Christian.
我们才能够做基督徒。
Then before we can act like a Christian.
因为做基督徒不是做出来的。
Because being a Christian isn't something that you act out.
做基督徒呢，是因为我们里面有个基督徒的生命，也用基督徒的性情在里面。
Being a Christian means we have the life and the character of Jesus within us.
所以主在这很清楚说，你们是世上的盐，你们是世上光。
So the Lord Jesus clearly says here, you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
那什么是盐呢？
What is salt?
刚读到历代志下13章那里告诉我们说，耶和华以色列神曾经立一个盐约。
In 2 Chronicles chapter 13, we said that the God of Israel established a covenant of salt.
将以色列国永远的赐给大卫和他子孙。
So that the rule over Israel will forever be to David and his sons.
我们看见神和人立一个约，被称为是一个永远的约。
We see that when the Lord makes a covenant with people, he establishes the eternal covenant of salt.
就是说到这个约，这个约，这个原约是一个不毁坏的，是一个永远不改变的一个约。
A covenant of salt means that it is eternal, it will never change.
所以盐就说到一种不改变的性质。
So salt talks about this unchangeable nature.
是一种永远的性质。
This eternal character.
感谢主，我们今天所得到的这个生命就是一个盐的生命。
We thank the Lord that the life that we have received is this life of salt.
一个不毁坏的生命，因为它是一个永远的生命。
It's an incorruptible life because it is an eternal life.
是一个神的生命。
It is the life of our Lord.
这个生命有一种性质，就是盐的性质。
And this life has this character, which is the character of salt.
我们知道盐在生活上是一个必需品。
We know that salt is necessary for us.
盐它有一个功用，它能够消毒，能够杀细菌。
And it also has the properties of being an antiseptic.
所以有时候我们用盐水来漱漱口。
And so sometimes we may wash our mouth out with salt water. So sometimes we'll wash our mouth out with salt water because it would kill the germs in our mouth.
所以这说到什么呢？
So what does this tell us?
说到今天这个世界充满了许多细菌。
Because it tells us that this world is filled with all sorts of
充满了许多罪恶。
Filled with so much sin.
整个地上都败坏了。
The whole earth is corrupted.
所以今天主把我们摆在这个世界，摆在这个败坏世界上。
So the Lord has placed us in this corrupted world.
我们在地上就要发挥那个盐的一个功用出来。
So we have to exhibit this character of salt.
那就是说当我们这些有盐生命的基础，我们生活在各个地方，各个不同的团结里面。
So that when we Christians as salt, when we live in these different places,
在那个地方我们应该有一种盐的功能把它发挥出来。
So we should exhibit this characteristic of salt.
让在那里呢最不容易发生。
So while we are there, then sin would not easily occur.
我们知道今天人世人虽然他不相信主，但他对基督徒的道德要求标准是非常高的。
We know that although many people today don't believe in the Lord and aren't Christians, but they cater to Christian beliefs.
所以当我们这些有神生命的人，当我们生活在这些世人当中的时候
，So that when we as Christians live among the people of the world.
他们就不容易不随意的在那犯罪。
They will not easily commit sin.
雅各书告诉我们说，肆意牵引我们去犯罪。
James chapter 1 verse 17 says, every good thing.
肆意牵引我们去犯罪。
Verse 15.
Yeah, 15.
Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death.
肆意在里面就怀了胎。
And when
怀了胎。
Yes, when lust is conceived within us, then we will be stillborn.
那胎就生出来，就是生出罪来。
And it gives birth to sin.
但是都是我们这些基督徒在这个罪恶这个世界当中，好像在那里罪已经虽然是怀了胎了。
So, this corrupted world, it seems that sin is already conceived here.
但是因此我们在他们当中，我们有一个眼的功用发挥出来，这个胎你就生不出来。
But with Christians as the salt of the world, then this sin would not be able to be born.
或者说这个胎就死在我们的死在了腹中。
Or that, that what was conceived dies within the womb.
所以那就是说，盐在这里就有一个杀死那个罪恶的一个能力。
So that salt has this ability to kill sin.
因此基督徒生活在他们当中。
Because Christians live among
them. 人在那许多言行里面，他就受了一个限制。
So that the character of salt affects their behavior.
人在那里就不敢随意的一些犯罪。
So that people will not be willing to commit sin.
若是我们是活在这样光景里面，看见盐在那里就发挥它的功用出来了。
If we live in these kind of circumstances, then we can see that the salt has exhibited its character.
那一方面，我们也知道盐它是有一个防腐的功用。防腐。
Preservative. Salt has a preservative effect.
就是能够保存那个食物，能够不腐败。
It can protect food from spoiling.
也许我们的这个属灵生命不是那么强，不能够杀死细菌。
Although some of us our Christian lives might not be so strong as to be able to kill sin.
但是却能够防腐那个罪恶，能够恶化太快，不至于恶化太快。
But it can prevent sin from spoiling the things around.
不叫那个罪恶扩散，那个影响力更大。
It can limit the effects of sin.
我们知道圣经告诉我们说这个世界是越来越败坏。
The Bible tells us that the world is slowly becoming more and more corrupt.
世人想用许多的方式，用教育的方式来改变这个世界。
And they're trying to use, and people are trying to use all sorts of methods to change the world.
甚至要改变这个政治的一个结构，政治的制度。
They're trying to change the definition of truth.
让社会更好，让罪恶能够减少。
They're trying to improve.The world and reduce.
他们用各种方式要解决许多犯罪的问题。
And they're trying to use all different sorts of methods to control sin. There's a group of Christians that are trying to encourage the Christians to enter into politics.
他们想借政治上有影响力改变这个政治的环境呢而去改变这个社会的环境。
That through political power they may be able to influence the world to change society.
虽然他们心意好像是好的,
although their intentions seem to be good.
但是他们却不认识这个世界本质是什么。
But they don't recognize what the world is.
这个世界乃是在恶者的辖制底下。
The world is under the control of the evil one.
这些恶者乃是控制了整个世界政治的一个制度、教育的制度、经济的制度。
And evil controls all of the world's political, social, and economic
power. 今天问题不是在制度的问题。
The problem isn't in politics.
今天问题乃是在人的身上。
The problem is in men.
是人的问题，不是政治制度结构的问题。
It's not a sociopolitical problem. It's a problem in men.
我们看主耶稣来到地上的时候，
When the Lord Jesus came down to the world,
他不是要来改变那个政治的一个环境，政治的制度。
He didn't come to change the political landscape.
他也不是要改变那个社会的制度。
And he didn't try to change society.
当时， 罗马人统治犹太人。
At that time, the Romans ruled over Israel.
所以出来到地上不是要推翻罗马的政府。
The Lord Jesus didn't come to overthrow the Romans.
在书信里面也一再告诉我们说，那君王在为要为君王一切在位祷告。
The Bible also tells us to pray for all the kings that are in authority.
在上有权柄的人，人人都要顺服他。
Because all of those who are in authority,
因为所有的权柄都是从神而来的。
Because all of authority is established by God.
管掌权都是神所命定的。
And all the authorities are established by God.
而社会制度呢？
So what about politics?
我们看到当时是有一个奴隶的制度存在。奴隶的制度。
Oh yeah, there was a slave system in place in.
就是我们今天来说是一个不合人权的一种制度。
So we can say that it was an inhumane practice.
但是主耶稣来也不是要改变这个社会这个制度。
But the Lord Jesus didn't come to change the society.
我们记得我们知道圣经里面有很短一卷书信叫腓利门书。
We know that there's a very short book in the Bible, Philemon.
是保罗写给他一个同工腓利门。
It's Paul who wrote to his co-worker Philemon.
因为当时腓利门家中有一个奴隶呢，阿尼西姆逃走了。
Because in the household of Philemon, there was a slave, Onesimus, who fled.
结果他有机会听到保罗传福音，他信主得救了。
Onesimus had an opportunity to hear Paul speak and became a believer.
保罗反而叫腓利门，阿尼西姆说，你要回到你主人腓利门的家中。
So Paul told Onesimus, you must return to the household of your master, Philemon.
保罗没有说你现在自由了，这个制度是不对的，你不需要做奴隶的，你可以自由的离开的，不需要再回到你主人家中，再一次做奴隶。Paul
didn't tell Onesimus, you're a free man now, now you're a Christian, you can, you know, run away from Philemon.
保罗反而劝他说你要把他拆回去他主人家中。
Paul instead told Onesimus, you must return to the house of your master.
为什么呢？ 因为在这个奴隶制度当中，这个人得救了。
Because while he was a slave, this man was.
他可以仍然做一个奴隶。
He was originally a slave.
但是他知道从今以后，他做奴隶的态度可能就不一样了。
From that point forward, you know, his attitude towards slavery might be different.
同样一个做主人，也许他有一天蒙恩得救了。
Maybe someone who is a master becomes saved.
他也没有说把这些奴隶完全释放掉，让他自由了。
He doesn't have to set free all of his slaves.
可能在他家中仍有许多奴隶，但他知道以后怎么样对待这些奴隶。
He may have many slaves, but in the future he knows how to treat these slaves.
虽然那个制度仍然存在，但是人改变了。
Although the system still exists, the people are changed.
人怎样知道做主人, 人怎样知道做奴隶?
The people will know how to be a master and how to be a slave.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第七章也告诉我们,
so Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
他说你们蒙召的时候你们什么身份你就锁住怎样身份。
Chapter 7. Verse 20. Each man must remain in that condition in which he was called.
你们蒙召的时候你们能够得自由不再做奴隶非常好。
If you were called and you were free, then that's very good.
但是你们都是蒙召的时候你们是个奴隶人只要锁住这个奴隶的身份。
But if you were called when you were a slave, you must remain there as a slave.
虽然他外面仍然是一个奴隶,
although outwardly he may be a slave,
但他知道如何, 因着得到这个生命, 他知道如何来对待他主人, 他态度不一样了。
But because of the life within him, he knows how to live as a slave.
所以我们看见, 我们基督徒在世上不是要改变这个世界的一个制度。
So we can see that Christians aren't meant to change society. We aren't trying to change the sin in the world. We can help prevent the sin from spreading. We can prevent the corruption from occurring too quickly. When we exhibit the appropriate characteristics of salt, we may not be able to change their how they live as people. But if we live before them, then some words that they wouldn't speak in front of us. They know that Christians don't like these kinds of words. They know Christians don't like these kinds of behaviors. If we see this happening, then we know that we are exhibiting the characteristics of salt. Now, if we have more Christians all over the world in all different
walks of life,
then we can see that sin would be reduced greately.
Because
there will be much salt there.
We know that
in England when Wesley was preaching, he was having a great revival in England.
那时候许多酒店没有生意都关门了。Many
places that sold alcohol had no business and closed down.
不是去强迫那些酒店关门。It
didn't pressure these businesses to shut down.
因为许多人信了主了，他们不需要到酒店去了。Because
many people believed in the Lord, they didn't have to go.
生意没有了。There
was no business anymore.
所以自然而然他就关门了。So
naturally they closed.
所以我看见不是用许多法律来规范人的行为。
So we see that it's not by establishing all these laws to control men's lives. Because all of these people were saved and their lives were changed, they didn't need all these laws to control them. So we can see how the Lord works. We can't change society or the political system. As long as we can preach the gospel and these people will be saved, then we don't have to change society. They will
naturally live out.
So, what is the Lord's work here today?
我记得很清楚, 那个布希跟高尔竞选总统那一年,
I remember very clearly that year when Bush was running against Gore.
我们知道那个因为选票的一些问题呢，起了很大一个争议。
Because we know that in that year there was issues with the voting.
特别在佛罗里达说重新数算那个选票，因为他们相差非常接近。
Especially in Florida, where they had to recount all of the ballots because the count was very close.
我们看到电视机一直对准那些数票的人。
We can see the televisions were fixed on those people that were counting the ballots.
当这件事情发生的时候，里面有个深深的感觉。
When this was occurring, I had this feeling within myself.
我说不用数了啦。
I said, you don't need to count anymore.
因为我相信这是神的一个管理。
Because I believe that this is under the control of our Lord.
神坐在宝座上。
The Lord is seated on the throne.
这件事情会发生都在神的管理底下。
That these things would occur is all under God's control.
不是谁当选的问题。
It's not who was elected. It's not a problem.
人在那想办法，可能让整个局面能够翻转过来。
They might be trying to turn around the government. Oh, the outcome.
但是我里面深知道，觉得神管理一切，不用再去重新计算那些选票，没有用的。
But I felt that the Lord is in control, so there was no use in recounting.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天要看见到底神今天在地上做工的法则是什么。
So today we can see how the will of the Lord.
我们不是凭眼见，不是凭外面那些事物。
We're not concerned with what we can see or the
outside. 我们还是活在生命的感觉里面，我们知道每一件事情所发生都是主在那里管理。
We have to see that everything that occurs is under the control of the Lord.
我们里面就有安息，我们里面就有把握。So
that within us we would have peace and hope.
所以我们看见今天许多人，他因为不认识神，做工法则，所以他凭着自己的智慧要改变这个世界。So
there are many people today that don't understand how the Lord works, so they'll try to use their own abilities to change the world.
认为说政治制度若有更好一点的话，罪恶会减少，社会环境会更好。
That if the political system was better, then sin in the world would be reduced.
但是我们知道，神把我们摆在这个地上，因着有眼的生命，我们乃是在那发挥眼的功用。
But we can see that the Lord wants us to live out the life of salt so that we would have this character of salt.
所以每一个基督徒若是能够活在一个正常的光景底下,
so if all Christians would live under a normal condition,
在我们所在地方, 在我们所在团体里面,
so that wherever we are, wherever we live,
我们看见那里罪就受了限制,
then we can see that sin there would be reduced or controlled.
也许我们刚才说, 也许我们没办法制止人去犯罪,
maybe we may not be able to prevent. Maybe our life isn't strong enough to kill the germs of sin. But because we are there, then the influence of sin will be reduced. I may have shared this before, but I'll bring it up again. One time when I was in college, that time I hadn't been a believer for very long. We know that when young people are together, then they'll say anything they want.
但是我信主以后呢，那些同学在宿那个室友都知道我信了主，因为每个礼拜都去聚会。
And when I became a believer, all of my friends knew that I was a Christian because I went to church every week.
有时候大家聚在一起聊天的时候，
and sometimes when everyone is together, you know, just chatting.
讲讲讲，讲了很多话。
They'll say many things.
那忽然有人当中要讲一些好像在我们来说不是很好的话。
And sometimes someone will say something that we may consider to be, you know, not.
旁边就有人说啊，不要说这个黄圣德，但是不要讲他不好。
Then someone would say, "You shouldn't say these things, man."
为什么他有这样感觉呢？
Why would he have this feeling?
为什么他们在那里好像不敢把那些不好的话讲出来呢？
Why would they have the feeling to not say these improper things?
因为我们基督徒在他们当中。
Because Christians are among them.
弟兄姊妹，这就是眼的一个功用。
Brothers and sisters, this is the characteristic, the effect of salt.
我想我们多少都有这方面的经验才对。
We should all have this situation occur to us.
所以只能说你们是世上的盐。
So the Lord Jesus says that we are the salt of the
earth. 所以神把我们摆在这个地上，就是叫这个罪恶世界好像不是恶化太快，让人有更多机会能够听见福音。
The Lord has placed us in this world to prevent sin from corrupting the world too quickly, so that there is still time for people to hear them. Because the whole world is going downhill.
神做过严整啊，是要借着我们这些人把福音传给人。
The Lord asked us to share the gospel with
叫人生命有了改变。
So that their lives would be changed.
当人的生命改变以后，这些人越来越多的话，自然而然整个社会就改变了。
So that as more and more people become saved, then society would naturally be changed.
慢慢的，可能那些政治人物也受了一些影响，受了限制。
And maybe the political system would be affected.
今天呢，在美国很多州，他们都通过那些所谓的同性恋是合法的，都可以结婚。
In the United States, many states have already passed laws to say that gay marriage is legal.
今天当个投票的时候，有人在教会里面要鼓励说，大家去反对这个提议。
And when all these votes were occurring, the many churches were saying, you know, you should go out and vote against these propositions.
好像都是这个提议被否决掉的话呢，那个那些同性恋事情就减少，他们就不会有结婚这种行为。
As if to say that if we defeated these propositions, then the gay and lesbian communities would be reduced.
但是我们看见不是有没有那个法律的规定。
But we can see that it doesn't matter whether the law is there or not. Even if the law forbid gays from marrying, they would still be living together. It's not because you have the law that they would be married. If they aren't saved, it doesn't matter really what the law
says.
So we can see how the Lord works.
这个世界是越来越败坏，有一天当主再来的时候，要收拾这个残局，要审判这个世界。
When the Lord returns again, He will judge the world.
我们不要想去改变社会上许世界上许多制度。
We shouldn't take it upon ourselves to change all society.
我们只要去改变人心,
we have to change men's hearts.
记得传福音,让他们信了主,
by spreading the gospel and having them
believe in the Lord.
As long as people believe the problems in the political system or society,
因为许多人蒙恩得救，他们是活在神的律法底下。 是照神的引领来过生活，不是根据社会上、世界上那些制度来过生活。
Because when a person is saved, they are now living under the law of the Lord, so they will not be concerned with the laws of society.
所以我们看见我们是世上盐。
So we can see that we are
salt of the earth. 我们有这防腐的一个功用。
We have this effect of being an antiseptic.
那我们看见盐还有一个功用，就是调味的功用。
And we have another salt has another purpose, which is to adjust the flavor.
若是食物放一点盐呢，就比较味道吃起来就比较容易吃得下去。
If you add a little salt to your food, it would change the flavor and it would be more pleasant to eat.
我们看见今天人的生活觉得乏味。
Today we can see that men's lives are bland.
人觉得生活非常枯燥。
It is very boring.
因为过都是一个机械式的生活。机械式。Oh,
because we live a very mechanical life.
生活非常单调。And
our lives are very plain.
所以人为什么需要找一些娱乐，找一些刺激的事情来兴奋一下呢？
So why would men have to seek out entertainment?
来调剂他的生活。
To flavor their lives.
因为他觉得生活很枯燥，没有味道。Because
they feel that their lives are very bland.
若是没有这些娱乐的话，他生活日子更难过了。And
if they didn't have these entertainments, then their lives would be very boring.
但是当我们蒙恩得救以后，这个盐的生命进到我们里面来。
But once we're saved, then the life of Saul has entered into us. Maybe on the outside, our lives don't seem to have changed very much. We may get up in the morning and then go to school and go to work. Many things that we ought to do, we're still doing. But we thank the Lord that because the life of salt has entered into us, we feel that our lives are different. And our lives within ourselves are different. We feel that our lives aren't quite so boring. Because we can gather together with other Christians, we can read the Bible. We can enjoy and have fulfillment. We can see that many of the things that used to attract us seem to fall away. We find that our lives have this purpose. And our lives are changed. Because something with flavor has entered into us. We can feel that our lives are no longer bland or boring. Brothers and sisters, this is again the effect of salt being exhibited. If we live a religious life, we may feel that our lives are still boring. We may still feel the need to have entertainment to flavor our lives. We see today that as soon as someone has a little time off, they'll want to go somewhere or do something. Because in their lives, there's no salt. But we are different. We may not have believed in the Lord for very long. And we may not have had time to get rid of all of But as we grow in the Lord, then all these things that used to attract us won't anymore. Because our joy does not come from anything. Because slowly, the Lord will become our joy. Paul tells us that not only have we received our life from our Lord, but also our joy. We find that the Christian life isn't plain or boring. We feel that gathering together is full of flavor. And that reading the Bible is full of flavor. And that gathering with the saints is full of flavor. Why? Because this is the effect of life. So that when you live out the life of salt, you find that your life is different. We don't rely upon these entertainments of the world. We find that the Lord will be our joy. And that the Lord will be our fulfillment. We saw in Leviticus the grain offering. All grain offerings have to be seasoned with salt before you
offer.
We know that a grain offering is taking the produce of the ground and making it into a bread to offer to the Lord. Whether you bake it or fry it. In the end, when you offer it up, you had to add salt before you offered it. What is the grain offering about? It is the offering of life.
It
is about a life of consecration and holiness. It says that all the grain offerings have to be paired with salt.
等到我们读民数记二十八章、二十九章的时候
，we get to Numbers chapter 28.
那里记载以色列有七个大的节期。
It says there were the Israelites had seven great holidays. Oh, feasts.
在每一个节期里面都要献燔祭。
And that at all of these feasts, you had to offer up a grain offering.
我们知道燔祭是说到把完全奉献给神。
We know that the grain offerings talk about, oh no, burnt offerings talk about being wholly committed to the Lord.
要愿意为神而活。
To live your life.
但是在献燔祭里面呢
？But in the burnt offering,
律法在记载说必须和素祭必须一同献上。
The Bible tells us that the grain offering must be offered alongside.
所以在那里每一次提到素祭的时候，都是说到同献的素祭。
So whenever it speaks of the grain offering, it often says there or it's referring to the burnt offerings.
那就是说你奉献燔祭的时候，你必须要和素祭必须一同献上，这样神才能悦纳。
So that if you were to offer up a grain offering, it had to be a burnt offering there first.
这是说到什么呢？
What does this tell us?
就是说，当一个人要有一个心愿，把自己奉献给神，为神而活的时候
，It tells us that when a man wants to offer up himself to the Lord to live for the Lord,
你必须有一个生活的实际。
You have to offer up a living sacrifice.
你必须加上素祭来献。
You have to offer up a grain offering as well.
这样神才能悦纳。
That way the Lord will be pleased.
因为如果是没有加上素祭的话呢
？If you didn't add this grain offering,
好像人在那献燔祭，好像在那有一颗心说：“我神，我要把自己奉献给你，我要为你而活。”
The burnt offering is like a man saying, "I am willing to live my life, offer myself up."
我一生愿意讨你的欢喜。
I want to please you my entire life.
在那缺少一个素祭。
But you're missing the grain offering.
在那缺少一个生活的实际。
You're missing the life.
若是没有个生活实际一同献上的话，神是不没办法悦纳的。
If you're missing this living offering, then the Lord cannot be pleased.
所以素祭被称为一个同献的素祭。
So these grain offerings are called offerings with the burnt offering.
就像燔祭被称为一个长献的燔祭。
As the burnt offerings are called the continual burnt offering.
为什么称为长献的燔祭呢？
Why is it called the continual burnt offering?
燔祭必须早晨献、黄昏献。
You had to offer them in the morning and the evening.
一直在献，天天要献。
And you had to offer them every day.
这讲到生活上，不仅一次奉献，要常常有一个更新的奉献。
It's not that you just offer at once. You had to continually.
而素祭称为同献的素祭。
And the grain offerings are offered alongside the burnt offering.
要奉献燔祭的时候
，So when someone would offer a burnt offering,
必须配上素祭。
They had to pair it with the grain offering.
所以弟兄姊妹，神乃是看我们用个生活实际。
So the Lord sees us as with a living sacrifice.
不是人是愿意把自己当作活祭献给神。
Not that we should just be like a burnt offering offered to the Lord.
但是若是没有配上素祭的话，那不过是一个空洞化，空洞的奉献就是呀。
If it isn't paired with the living grain offering, it is an empty gesture.
神没办法悦纳这样的献祭。
The Lord would not be satisfied with these offerings.
因为在素祭里面有盐。
Because in the grain offering there is salt.
因为这盐的生命在生活上就要把它发挥出来。
Because the salt would be exhibited in our lives.
所以利未记第二章讲到说素祭要配盐而献，就说到马太福音第五章在这里的所说的话。
So when the Old Testament talks about salt in the grain offering, talks about
因为在生活里面我们必须要有
the line in Matthew, because in our lives we must have salt.
素祭是一个生活的祭。
The grain offering is a life, a living offering.
生活祭里面不能缺少盐。
And our lives shouldn't be lacking in salt.
只有加上盐，这个素祭献在神面前，神才能悦纳。
Only by adding salt to the grain offering will the Lord be pleased.
我们感谢神，我们每一个人都有盐的生命在我们里面。
We thank the Lord that each and every one of us has.
今天我们只要活在这个生命里面，这样盐的功能就能发挥出来。
Only if we have the character of salt, will we be able to live out the life within?
我们在地上生活的时候，我们在那里就能够影响到周围这些世人。
Then, as we live, we would be able to affect the people around us.
让这罪恶在我们周围不能够发生，不能够影响我们。
Then, the sin around us would be would not occur or would be would not be able to affect us.
所以主说你们是世上的盐。
So the Lord Jesus says that we are the salt of the earth.
主并且说你们是世上的光。
He also said that we are the light of the world.
我们知道主耶稣曾经说我是世界的光。
We know that the Lord Jesus has called himself the light of the world.
光来到地上来是照亮世界上一切的人。
We know that light shines upon all the men in the world.
当主耶稣在地上的时候呢，他在那里借着他的生活，借着他工作，把光照出来。
You know that the Lord Jesus, through his life and his actions, he shined the light upon the world. So anyone who looked upon him could see the Lord. And they could see him as the Son of God. And that through his life, the invisible God is exhibited to us. So Lord Jesus says, those who have seen me have seen the Father. Because there the light is shining.
光在那里就显明一个见证。
And the light there is testifying.
所以光是说了什么?
So what does the light talk about?
光就是说到一个见证。
So the light speaks of a testimony.
说到蒙恩得救的时候，这个生命进到里面。
So when we are when we believe and are saved, then this life enters into us.
不仅主耶稣他是世界的光。
Not only is the Lord Jesus the light of the world, because his life has this light and has entered into us. And we are the people of the light. So he says that you are the light of the world. And the purpose of his light is to shine upon the people
of the
world. So he says that you put a lamp on a lampstand, not underneath a basket. That you should shine your light before all men. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So the light is a testimony so people can see the good works. And these good works testify of the Lord Himself. How do they testify of our Lord Himself? We saw in Philippians chapter 2.
你们现在这个世代当中向明光照耀出来。
That you should live your lives like a light.
将那生命的道表明出来。
That the righteousness of your life would be
这个生命的道就是主的自己。
And that righteousness is the Lord Himself.
所以当人在那里照耀出来的时候，就把主的自己把它表明出来。
So that when we live out the life, we are exhibiting the Lord Jesus
让人看见主，认识主。
That they would be able to see our Lord and recognize Him.
看见他是神的儿子。
To see Him as the Son of God.
因为这个生命住在相信他的人里面。
And His life dwells within those who believe in Him.
所以这个就是光的一个功用。
So this is the use of the light. We see in the Old Testament that the Lord selected the people of Israel. The Bible says that you are the chosen, my testimony. He has chosen them to be his testimony on earth. That all would come to know and believe in the Lord. And so Isaiah says, in my servant whom I have chosen,
verse 21.
The people whom I form for myself will declare my praise. So that the Lord has formed them, is working on them. That they will be able to declare the praise of the Lord. So that is his will for these people. But unfortunately, we can see that the people of Israel failed. And so salvation was spread to
the Gentiles.
So in the New Testament era, God has chosen the church. So the church has become the Lord's testimony here on earth. They are the light of the world. So Peter tells us that we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. So you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of the darkness into His marvelous light. What are the excellencies of the Lord? Ephesians says, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness.
公义诚实,
goodness and righteousness.
把神的圣洁、公义、良善借着生活把它彰显出来，把它诉说出来。
So that we can exhibit all of the characteristics.
所以弟兄姊妹，基督是需要好行为的。
So Christians should have these good works.
我们不是靠行为得救。
We aren't saved by these good works.
但是今天因着生命进到我们里面来。
But because of the life that has entered within us, this life wants us to exhibit these good
works.
This light should shine forth from us. So that when others see the good works, they would give glory to God. Because what they see is not us, but the Lord Jesus who is living within us. That by seeing, they would be able to recognize who the Lord Jesus is.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是世上的光。Brothers
and sisters, this is the light of the world.
我想光还有一个很重要的工作，就是做引导的工作。引导。So
another work of light is to be a guide.
为什么需要有光呢？
Why do we need light?
因为是黑暗。Because
there is darkness.
这世界充满了黑暗。This
world is filled with darkness.
这世界没有光，以至于人看不见道路在哪里。
Because there's no light, people can't see the path.
人看不见前途在那里。
They can't see
前途。
What is before them.
人因着他黑暗里面看不见神，也不认识神。
Because they are in the darkness, people cannot see the Lord or recognize Him.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们都是迷失在这个世界里面的人。
So the Bible tells us that we are all lost in the world.
感谢神，今天神把这些蒙恩的得救儿女摆在世界，成为世上的一个光。
We thank the Lord that all of those He has saved, He has placed in this world to act as the light
for the world.
That by seeing these lights, they may be brought before the Lord. That through these lights, they may be able to understand the Lord Himself. That once someone is saved, they have this light before them. They're no longer stumbling in the darkness. They are no longer lost. And they would know their purpose. There are many Christians who are living in the world today. So that through the light that they exhibit, they would be able to lead others to the Lord. So brothers and sisters, we can see the purpose the Lord has placed us in this world. To be a testimony for the Lord. Testify that the life that we have received is an incorruptible life. This life is an eternal life. This life is able to destroy or control sin. And it can give us a life of enjoyment. And this joy can be shared with those around
them.
That they can see that the Christian life is different. That our lives aren't a dead religious life. Our lives are filled with hope and glory. We are a people filled with joy. This joy isn't from the outside, but from the life within us. That we can learn that our Lord is our joy. I believe that if a person can learn that the Lord is our joy,
it's a very great blessing.
This is a condition that we should all seek.
感谢神, 这个喜的生命已经住在我们里面了。
And we thank the Lord that this joy has already
come to dwell within us. 只要我们靠着生命,
as long as we can rely upon the life
within
us, then we will be filled with joy.
我们不需要像世人在那里要找许多喜乐。
We won't be like the people of the world that are looking externally for all sorts of entertainment. Shouldn't we all hope to live out a life like this?
对不起,我在讲我个人事情,我有时候不太愿意讲。
I'm sharing a personal experience that
但我还在学习当中。
While I was still studying,
我想一个做母亲的实在是非常辛苦。
I felt that someone who is a mother would be having a very difficult time.
为了家人每天要做饭,要想很多方式,要做什么菜给儿女吃,给先生吃。
Mothers have to, you know, prepare food for the entire family. There are many distractions in a mother's heart.
我怎么也是一样,天天烦恼这个,要到底要煮什么啊,干什么啊?
My wife is also like this. She has to consider every day what to cook.
我说你就尽量简单一点啦,我也没有什么要求,什么都可以吃。
So I said to her, don't worry about it, just keep it simple, I'll eat anything. I'll eat instant noodles or hamburgers too. But she never listens to me. She said, you have to learn from me. If you learn from me, you'll be satisfied. You don't have to worry about what to eat or drink or wear.
用什么讲这是什么目的?
Versus, just why am I sharing this?
若是我们里面的欲望不是那么大的话,
if what we desire, if our
我们许多重担会减少很多,
then all of our burdens would be reduced.
我们会以神为满足为喜的,
then we would be able to be fulfilled and satisfied by the Lord.
感谢主给我们丰富，我们可以吃的非常享受，非常有满足，非常有喜乐。
We thank the Lord that He has given us all these blessings that we can.
但是我们没有吃的时候，吃的少的时候，吃的不好的时候，我们照样里面也会有喜乐。
But even if what we eat or drink isn't filling or
we still be filled with joy, 丰富不在乎贫穷。
Because our joy isn't tied to whether we are rich or poor.
我们喜乐乃是在乎我们的神自己。
Our joy is our Lord Himself. If we can learn to live in these conditions, then we are truly a blessed people. Because we have the life of salt within us. We have a flavorful life. We can live in the house of God among His children. We will be filled with joy within
us.
And thus our lives would be affected and draw those who are around us. That they would see that the world cannot give them true fulfillment. Only the Lord Himself can be truly our joy. And the life that we have received is also a life of light. That we may often dwell in the light. So we can see the path before us. So we can see that the Lord is leading ahead of us the life that we should be. And He is leading us into eternal glory. We thank the Lord that while we're still here on this earth today, that through the life that He had given to us, we may be able to live out His will.
若是这样的话, 我们神的救恩,
and if we can live out the life, then the salvation will be made full.
麻烦我们这些得到神生命的人,
May the characteristics of the salt and the light be exhibited within us. And may we give all the glory to our Lord.
It
concludes my sharing. Our brother, please say a word of prayer. Let's bow for a word of prayer.
父啊，你拣选了我们。
Father, you have chosen us.
要让我们将生命献上，当作活祭。
Lord, may we give our lives as a offering.
你也要叫我们在生命的实际里面，能够来彰显父的荣耀。
That in the reality of our life, we may display the glory of our Father.
让我们在这弯曲背谬的时代里面, 像那神无瑕疵的儿女,
that in this corrupt and dark world, we may be the pure children of you. Of God.
在这显明在这时代中, 能够像明光照耀,
that we may display the light of the life within us in this world.
表明这神的生命的道,
that we may express the way of the Lord's life.
那让世人看见我们好的行为就归荣耀给神,
that the world may see that our acts may glorify our Lord.
我们感谢你所赐下的话语,
Lord, we thank you for giving us your word.
让我们能够时刻的, 在这世上, 真是 是盐是光能够显明我们主在我们身上一切的带领。
And Lord, at each moment in our lives, we may be the salt and the light to display the life of Christ within us.
感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
听我们祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer, Lord, and we pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.